This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love paradoxes, koans, proverbs, teaching stories, and aphorisms. In fact, I'm writing my own collection of aphorisms. For anyone with a taste for short, memorable statements, one of the most often quoted figures is, of course, the legendary baseball player, manager, and coach, Yogi Berra, who was the master of paradox and the unexpected. In his book, The Yogi Book, he quotes himself and gives a little context about where and why he made certain very famous particular comments. I cannot resist. Here are some of my favorites. Of a restaurant in St. Louis, he said, "Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded." When attendance at baseball games was down, he said, "If people don't want to come to the ballpark, how are you going to stop them?" During a golf game, he told a friend that his shot was going to go into the water. His friend said, "Come on, Yogi, don't be like that. Think positively." Yogi replied, "Okay, I'm positive my shot is going to go into the water." When he was with the New York Mets, he saw Ron Swoboda imitating the mannerisms of a great player. Yogi Berra said, "If you can't imitate him, don't copy him." Now, this is one I remind myself of all the time as a writer of the human condition. He said, "You can observe a lot by watching." When he was trying to give someone directions, he said, "It's not too far, it just seems like it is." Some of these ideas are very profound. He told someone, "You've got to be careful if you don't know where you're going, because you might not get there." He said, "The future ain't what it used to be." That's true, now more than ever. In the car with his family, on the way to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, he reassured everyone by saying, "We're lost, but we're making good time." And this reminds me of one of my all-time favorite proverbs of the professions, which is when someone says, "We lose money on every sale, but we make it up on volume." You have to think about that one. And finally, Yogi Berra said, "I didn't really say everything I said." I find myself quoting Yogi Berra all the time. In his own hilarious style, he captured some profound truths. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.